Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing, Mariah. Our special guest. Now, Mariah was scheduled to be with us tomorrow night, and we don't have John Legend, and we don't have James Taylor, but we do have Mariah from Micah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
everybody.
And now you know why the entire nation fell in love with her. Pastor Traham, would you come up? Thank you. Would you remain standing for the invocation?
Thank you, Phil, for that introduction and what's going on so far. To have all of the dignitaries in this room, to me it's an honor and a privilege to stand before you and to lead you in prayer. Now, as we gather here to witness the unveiling of the county executive's State of the County address, I'm grateful for his leadership and also the vision for our county. I'm grateful to see the many things that were shared in the State of the County address last year, and to see them come to pass has really been a blessing to me and to many of those that are here. And I stand with expectancy to see some of the other things that have not come to pass also begin to transpire. My prayer is that God would grant county executive wisdom and discernment as he performs his daily responsibilities. And we all know that no man can take care of these responsibilities on his own. And so I also pray for the others in leadership, those close to him, Phil Calderon, his cabinet, the other secretaries and those that are close to him. I pray that they would have a spirit of unity in order that they would be able to carry out the vision with one heart and with one mind. And knowing that every one of them are only as good as those supporting staff, I pray for the directors of every department in our great county. I pray for the others, the assistants. I pray for the workers. I pray that they would have a heart to work. They would have a heart to see the vision that Dan has come to pass, and will work untirelessly to see the great things that our county can do as it leads this great state and it leads this great nation. And knowing that the entire county workforce is needed to accomplish these things, I also pray for every worker that the county has, no matter what a position they have, from the youngest to the oldest, from the person digging the ditches on the streets to the person in the highest office. I pray that they would also have a heart to see this nation turned and also this county turned. I pray for the mayors in this county. I pray for Mayor Sheehan. I pray for the others, Mayor Mahan. I pray for the others in our county that have come up and that has to join hearts and hands in order to accomplish the vision. Because without a vision, we're going to perish. And I'm grateful that Dan McCoy is a man of vision. And lastly, my prayer is also that the people of this great city, the people of this great county, would all come together and with one voice and one heart see that together we can accomplish anything as long as our hearts are joined together. This is my prayer for us. This is my prayer for our city. And this is my prayer for our county executive. God bless you all.
Thank you. Be seated. Thank you, Pastor. And now you know why last week the FBI presented Pastor Traum with the 2017 Community Leadership Award. Thank you, Pastor. You inspire us every day. You know, when I don't know if you paid attention when you came into the room to the music that was playing, but we had playing on the loudspeakers Motorhead. Some of you, Jordan, you might be surprised that I'm a Motorhead fan. But Motorhead was singing You Can Be a Hero Just for a Day. And I've said this before, but in Albany County, we have men and women who work every day who are heroes, in my opinion. These are men and women who touch lives every single day through their work and through the lives they affect. And if you look around the front of this atrium, you'll see stories, messages from folks whose lives have been touched by these heroes. And the stories behind these messages tell the story of Albany County and why we do what we do. There's stories about infants in foster care, about seniors facing the end of life, about women who have been the victims of violence and abuse, stories about young dreamers who face the uncertainty in a nation that they called home. These are stories that provide clarity to our mission, a mission that at its core is fundamentally about touching lives and lifting a community. And fundamentally, that is what the state of the county message is supposed to be all about. Not simply to tell you about what we do or even how we do it, but to tell you the story of why we do it. The writer Simon Sinek, and I don't know how many of you follow TED Talks, but Simon does a lot of TED Talks and is one of the most popular speakers. Simon Sinek says that leaders who understand the why, the purpose of their mission, lead the most successful organizations. Which brings me to Dan McCoy. His entire life as a combat soldier, as a firefighter, as a public servant, his entire life has been dedicated to serving others, to touching lives and lifting a community. Nelson Mandela taught us, if you can affect one life, you can affect an entire community, even a world. And that's what motivates Dan every day. That's the purpose behind his Healing Moments forums, the purpose behind his equity agenda. That's the purpose behind his Albany County Cares initiative. And that's why I believe last month City and County Magazine recognized his accomplishments and named him County Leader of the Year. And that's why I know all of us who work in county government are proud to serve alongside of him. Ladies and gentlemen, County Executive Dan McCoy.